Michael Rapaport blasts anti-Israel college campus protesters. I hope they grab more of these terrorist groupies. By Warner Todd Houston on March 11, 2025. Actor Michael Rapaport was thrilled after the Trump administration arrested a Palestinian migrant who has organized anti-Israel protests on several American college campuses and took to his X account to celebrate the arrest and pending deportation. Captioning his video, "I hope they grab more of these terrorist groupies." Rapaport blasted the anti-Israel protesters who have been agitating college campuses across the country and praised the Trump administration for beginning the process of arresting them and sending them back to their homelands. Rapaport's video comes days after Palestinian student Mahmoud Khalil was arrested and told that his green card has been revoked. The Trump administration has also determined that he is to be deported back to where he came from. The comedian and actor kicked off his video noting the same people who are screaming and yelling in the streets for Khalil's release are also supporters of Luigi Mangione, the suspect in the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, and that it is likely that Khalil might have been sent to the same prison as Mangione. "You get a two-for-one," Rapaport sardonically noted. "He broke the law," Rapaport said of Khalil. "You're harassing Jews in America? You're here on a visa? You're harassing people on college campuses? You're a fucking visitor, all right, you're a vice tour. You broke the fucking law, okay," Rapaport continued. "There's a new regime in town. There's new law. Maybe you didn't read, maybe you were too busy screaming and yelling. Harassing Jews, maybe you weren't around, maybe you were in your tent on November 4th, 2014. New regime. New laws. Okay, you broke them. You continue to break them now, you gotta pay the consequences. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time," Rapaport added. "Okay, I don't know if you ever saw Beretta. Wherever you came from, Mahmoud Khalil, don't do the crime if you can't do the time, you fuck you." It is unclear what Khalil's status is at this time, as an Obama-appointed judge in New York City quickly jumped into action to demand that the federal government release Khalil. Still, despite the New York judge's order, after his arrest on Saturday, the federal government swept Khalil off to a holding facility in Jena, Louisiana, before the judge issued his demands, and his order might be invalid since Khalil is not in New York and the judge has no jurisdiction where Khalil is being held. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.